Thank you for calling customer support. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Who am I calling?
This is a third-party call center, ma'am, that represent multiple companies with many different products. If you provide me a little information, I might be able to assist you.
Y'all keep giving me $56.95, and I don't know what it is for.
What's your zip code?
75080.
One moment. That's 7580.
No, 080.
One moment.
Okay.
Your name, ma'am?
Susan Anderson.
Ms. Anderson, would you verify your address for me, please?
901 South Coit, COIT Road, apartment 1043, Richardson, Texas.
Apartment 1043?
1043.
What was the other address before South Coit Road?
901 South Coit.
Okay, I have South Coit, but I don't have that apartment on here. Would that still make it to you? Or is that still a legit address?
I have
901 South Coit Road. I don't see an apartment number.
Okay, well, I have an apartment number.
What's your email, ma'am?
SLAnderson2360. Gmail. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Will you verify your phone number for me, please?
214-677-2457.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I have your transaction here, and back in May 23rd, you agreed to pay $7.95. to receive a sweepstake of a contest entry for a kitchen, some type of kitchen item.
Okay.
So that was on the 23rd, and then you had 48 hours to let them know, because they gave you the opportunity to have a chance to win this kitchen product. So then you have 48 hours to let them know that you did not want to be a member of the discount club, which is
okay. Well, I don't. And your advertising is very deceiving.
What I can do for you, ma'am.
You can cancel it. You can refund my money back to me.
What I can do for you, ma'am, is because those are valid charges, because it does mention it in the terms.
No, they're not valid, but go ahead.
In your terms and agreements, ma'am, they will not charge you any further with your card number unless the terms are accepted. Now, the terms are accepted, providing that you read the terms and conditions. Could be, you know, a situation, but they're listed, and you cannot go forward with the transaction, even of the $7.95, unless the terms and conditions were accepted. It won't even take your card unless the terms are accepted. Now, if, like, some people say, oh, man, I didn't even read the terms and conditions. I just accepted it.
I mean, that's no problem. I can go to my bank and return it not authorized. How many times have y'all debited me the 56?
Well, since May, the bank calls here to ask if it's a valid charge of terms and agreement.
Well, the bank doesn't call you. Look, I worked in banks for 33 years.
We talk to them all the time.
My bank didn't call you because I used to work for them, and I'm very close with them. They didn't call you.
No, I didn't say they called me. I said the bank We'll call when you call asking about your charge. They call here to find out if it's a valid charge. The bank will refund you if someone else did it. But if you actually did it, which makes it a valid charge.
Okay, I know. Look, you don't need to tell me about banking. I know all the rules.
So what I would like to do, ma'am, as a courtesy, because I know they're not going to refund your money on that end, as a courtesy.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, they will.
Ma'am.
Go ahead.
What I would like to
tell them I didn't authorize you.
It was authorized with the terms and conditions.
Must have been a very small print because it was nowhere on there that I read.
No, ma'am, it's in the same font. But what I would like to do is to help you. What I would like to do is cancel the membership so you won't continue any additional charges. Okay? That's the first thing I would like to do for you. Secondly, the last charge of the $56.95 that was done on 7/26, I can refund that back to you. Can't do anything about June and May because if you'd have called in May, it wouldn't have been a June charge. If you'd have called in June, it wouldn't have been a July charge. You're calling now in July. So what I can do is refund $56.95, which is from July 26, as well as canceling your membership going forward. You won't receive any additional charges.
Okay, well, you do what you need to do, and I'll do what I need to do.
And so your refund of $56.95 will go back to your card 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And then on your cancellation, if you got something to write with, ma'am, I'm going to give you a cancellation number where I'm canceling the membership going forward. It is C as in Charlie, 2611-337-35.
Okay.
And then going forward, you won't receive any additional charges. We'll notate your account here. That customer called in does not want to continue membership. Then the membership could have been at a lesser price if you want to stay with it. Like I could have given you the membership for 35% less or something like that.
No.
Okay, and then customer does not. Account canceled. Account canceled. All right. There you go. So you are canceled. You won't receive any reoccurring charges of the $56.95. As well as a courtesy, ma'am, I refunded the $56.95 on the last charge that you did receive.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a wonderful night.